This episode of Show Me Mo Success is brought to you by 4-H in collaboration with MU Extension's Business and Communities. Welcome to Show Me Mo Success, where we explore how people turn their passion into action to make a difference, and how MU Extension's Business and Communities program gave them a little assist along the way. I'm Luke Dearly, Extension Specialist for Business and Communities, and today's guests are Laclede County Presiding Commissioner Randy Angst and Ashley Allen Brown, Field Specialist in Regional Economic Development for MU Extension. Today, we've got Ashley and Randy in the studio to talk about the first ever Laclede County Agriculture Tour. We'll hear about how the event came together and what's in store for 2024. Today, we have a very special episode. We will be talking about food, one of my favorite subjects. When I heard we were going to be talking about an agriculture tour, I couldn't wait to dig into it. To start us off, we have Laclede County Presiding Commissioner Randy Angst. So could you take us back to the formative moment here for this event, and where did the idea come from and how did that process get started?
Here in Laclede County, we're a very diverse county. We have a lot of manufacturing. We have tourism with Bennett Springs State Park, and we have a lot of agriculture here. But it seemed like to the commission that we had a focus on manufacturing, which is great. We rely on those manufacturers for those jobs here in our community, and tourism at Bennett Springs is just a jewel there in our background. But it just seemed like agriculture was not really a part of that. So we wanted to advance that. And an important component for us was a youth component as well. So as we looked at the 4-H program, and let's begin to have a conversation as to how we can engage more with MU. How can we explore ideas or possibilities to shine a spotlight on agriculture and the youth here in our community? The commission had the idea, but we didn't know what the idea looked like. And that's where MU came in and provided the resources and the tools that we needed to have this event to be as successful as it was.
So Ashley, this would be a good time to pivot over to you. When the Laclede County Commission reached out, what were those first things that you thought of? How did you go about putting the scaffolding around this event to make it happen?
I was brought in February, and the commission expressed to me and to my colleagues with MU Extension that they wanted to focus on agriculture and youth. Well, youth is a little bit of a no-brainer because 4-H is huge in Laclede County. I mean, it's well thought of, it's well supported, and we have a lot of youth who participate in that. Not having an agriculture background, because I'm a regional economic development specialist, I do have a background in tourism and marketing and all those things. I had to really think about it. So I asked Commissioner Angst and the commissioners, you know, after I did kind of an opportunities assessment, asking them what they thought and what we could do, I went back to the drawing board. And Luke, actually, I think you and Alan Spell at Exceed were helpful in providing me with some data on agriculture in Laclede County. And when we found out that Laclede County has over $400 million in output that contributes to Missouri's economy every year, and that's agriculture, forestry, and fishing, well, how can we optimize on this? So the commissioners and the council, the Extension Council in Laclede County, and I put our heads together and we thought, well, hey, why don't we just do an ag tour? We've got a lot of different diversity in agriculture, and we do have agritourism in this area. We have farmers markets and cattle, and why couldn't we just do that? I reached out to David Burton in Greene County, that David did a similar tour, and I said, David, would you mind sending me your template? He's very gracious, and he did. We took that template and we just scaled it. We put our heads together, myself with some members of the Extension Council and the Commission, of course, and we talked to some people in the area about whether or not they would participate, and it was overwhelming participation. We had a pumpkin patch, we had dairy farms, we had elk ranches, we had a bull ranch, Wall Street Cattle Company. It was just really exciting how people came forth over the 5 months that it took to make this dream a reality.
I love that story because it really speaks to just the partnerships and the resources that MU Extension can bring.
One of the outcomes that has become much clearer to me is the relationship that we've established with MU. It had become a very formal, budgetary type relationship. We'll provide you office space. We'll give you some financial support. As a result of this, we have discovered many of the services that MU makes available to those here in our county. I don't know how you value that, but when I attend some of the MU meetings now, the extension meeting, and I see some of the programs that are offered that our community participates in, whether it's the Master Gardening Program as an example, during the drought, and you have seminars on that, and you bring people in for hay production, the 4-H component that we've talked about, there's so many services that MU offers that I had just was not aware of, probably had just taken for granted. And so that's really then where Dr. Brown came in, put together this event and made those contacts, did the outreach to the business community to line them up to be part of our ag tour, but also to secure the sponsorship needed to make it financially viable.
The commission fully embraced this from the beginning, and I wanted a good trusting relationship and a partnership with the commissioners, and this was my one shot. So I asked Commissioner Angst if I could meet with him personally, kind of a private meeting, because I was concerned if he didn't like the idea that, you know, it might end up on the front page of the Clay County Record. You know, oh no, Ashley Brown shoots and fails. I brought him a proposal and I showed him the data and I said, this is what you've asked for. This is what I can do for you. What are your thoughts? And he looked at me and he said, I'm doing backflips. And I was like, score. So I was all excited about that. Like, and then I thought, oh, now you got to make it happen. The first thing I did was I went down to Cackle Hatchery and I walked in and I said, I'm Ashley Brown from MU Extension and I'm here on behalf of Commissioner Randy Angst. Oh. And he wants me to talk to you about, I did do that. I'm did sorry. Really? He's finding out now. Okay. I'm here to talk to you on behalf of Presiding Commissioner Randy Angst. We want to talk to you about an ag tour. And he goes, well, if Randy wants to do that, then come on back and let's talk. And I said, okay, this is my Pat entry. I'm going to say this every single time to everybody and they're going to open the door and then I'll tell him afterwards. But no, they were really excited to have something like this. And so this community, Laclede County, is amazing. But just getting to be on the grassroots level with these wonderful agricultural folks and talk to them about this and people wanting to come on board and wanting to support and wanting to give samples of their honey, of their lavender, of their products and services and wanting to host everyone was just phenomenal. And the commissioners were gracious enough and supportive enough of me to let me come like once a month over the course of the 5 months leading up to October 6th and let me give a report. And what I tried to do was be as transparent as possible about how much it would cost, who was in, who was hedging, what I needed from them. I mean, we all worked so well together and I feel really grateful to have had this opportunity. We have a dairy farm, Still Dreamin' Dairy, the Dixon family, who just received a grant of, I think, $300,000 for their brand new A2 milk. So Laclede County is not just rich in agriculture. I mean, it's innovative in agriculture too. So that's something that we found out along the way. And I think it's been very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. For all of us. And it's led to expansion of the event.
You know, you were able to pull off such a wonderful, successful event in your very first year by leaning on your colleagues, drawing down their expertise is wonderful. The tour actually coincided with a few other events that were already going on. Is that right?
We wanted to, you know, highlight a cross-section of ag community. And I come from a small business background. I kind of correlated to a mom and pop business like mine, someone who has a pumpkin patch I can relate to. I might not relate to their agricultural background, but I can certainly appreciate their entrepreneurial spirit and their desire to kind of create their own direction, you know, kind of chart their own course. And so we wanted to show what a mom and pop operation might look like. And then we also wanted to highlight what a manufacturing process might look like. And that culminated in part of the tour being the ice cream factory, a new addition here to Laclede County, which will ultimately be one of those larger manufacturers, if you will, of a agricultural product. That, and then the Cackle Hatchery, which is maybe a hidden jewel here in Laclede County, but they have over 100 employees. They're one of the largest businesses that produce chicks, right? And ship those all over the country. That was the end of the day. It's their annual chick festival. It's become a traditional event here in Laclede County, and it's real well attended. And And so that was to showcase, you know, a mom and pop, maybe two or three or four or five employees, but also be able to highlight those who contribute a lot economically to Laclede County.
Yeah, the chicken festival was really a highlight too. And I think the owner, Jeff Smith, showed up in a chicken hat and he had rubber chickens for us or something like that.
So yeah, I guess that's one of the maybe unexpected benefits of an event like this, uncovering things in your community that were kind of just hiding there in plain sight. I understand that the event will be renewed for 2024.
It was such a good success. We had the corporate support we needed financially. We had the support from those individuals who opened their dairy farm up and opened up their pumpkin patch and their business to us and welcomed us in to allow them to share their story. If that foundation that was built, what could we do and take it to the next level? When you try to cram so much into a few hours in one day and you've got 15 minutes here and 15 minutes transportation, and then maybe another 15 minutes. As much as that helped tell our story to allow those individuals to tell their story, it felt like maybe we could expand it into a multiple day type event. Dr. Brown has come up with another plan for that. We're buying into that. It was obviously successful the first time. So we're utilizing the resources that are available again through MU and through Dr. Brown bringing those ideas to us. And we're relying on that. And because we have a proven track record, we believe expanding it into a week-long event, we can bring in additional aspects as to what agriculture might look like. In some way, make it a little more personal to different components of that. So we are very happy that we're expanding this into a week-long event.
So probably 9-10 months out, Ashley or Randy, could you give us a bit of a sneak preview of maybe what to expect the week next year instead of just the day?
During our Ag Tour Day, we did feature 4-H exhibits. I don't think either of us covered that, but it's a very important component of it because those 4-Hers, some of them are award-winning youth who went to the state fair and got awards, ribbons, and were recognized. And so the commission had certificates to give them, and they showed us their exhibits. And for all the decision makers, because we did have several decision makers from state and national level come and attend, and they stayed the whole day, which was fantastic. Those 4-H youth, the thing that we're going to expand it into, they have 4-H week, the week of September 28th, which is a Saturday, is when they do their Laclede County Awards for 4-H. So we'll kick it off with that. And we're calling it the Agriconomy Week. It's a combination of agriculture and economy because agriculture is substantially, it's significant towards building an economy, especially in Laclede County.
Some of the events that we have tentatively planned, a farm to fork event that will kick off on Tuesday. The commission will actually have a declaration that this is Agriconomy Week in Laclede County. Dr. Brown mentioned the 4-H. We also want to have a segment that will focus on women in agriculture here in Laclede County. We also want to include events like exhibitors that may be equipment related. We also want to have maybe some panel discussions, farm safety demonstrations, and just some opportunities to network and build those relationships further. And then also we want to have an evening where we feature locally sourced food products and have this at different restaurants throughout the county and also incorporate a 4-H aspect in that where maybe part of those proceeds would be donated to 4-H and then help continue that program, and maybe scholarships or whatever that might look like. So it'd be kind of a taste of Laclede County, if you will. And then, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do last year that we definitely will include this year. We want to be able to get these family farms, if you will, these entrepreneurs, the Dixon family, we want to get them in front of the decision makers. our state reps, our state senators, and statewide elected officials, because sometimes we all work in a vacuum, and maybe just that one connection, that one nugget that they can take back to their office in Jefferson City might just open a door that might generate this type of grant opportunity Dr. Brown just spoke about. So that's an important part of this as well. Expose all the good in Laclede County to the decision makers.
We're very excited because Pearls of Production, which is an MU Extension women's agriculture program with livestock, they are going to be participating with us next year for the focus on the female farmer. I do want to mention one thing, Luke. One of the things that we were really mindful of when we did the Ag Tour this year, and by the way, Friday of Agriconomy Week is going to be the traditional Ag Tour. It'll be a shortened version, but it'll be, you know, it's very important that we do that. And Commissioner Angst has said, you know, we can do all these things, Ashley, but we absolutely need to have the Ag Tour component to it. So I think it's going to be a really full and wonderful week. It will coincide with 4-H week, and it will also coincide with Cackle Hatchery's Chicken Festival again. So, you know, because everybody loves that. One of the things that we did this year that I think was very significant, we did a media training session for the farm families that agreed to participate in the Ag Tour. We held it at the Bistro at Community Greenhouse Farms. The commission came, and then all the local families, they brought their children. They had food and fellowship. And then I conducted like a media program for them to talk about what questions decision makers would ask them. And those questions came directly from the decision makers. I polled them through Qualtrics and asked them to tell me what they would want to know. And we took the top five questions that overlapped from five of the decision makers we reached out to. And then we formulated these pages and handed them out to the families and said, think about this and get your answer down. Let's talk about your answer. And if you need help with that, we're happy to help you, because that's, you know, we have a wealth of that knowledge too with MU Extension. They were fully prepared, fully engaged, and fully embraced the experience. And I think it was good for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like you thought of just about everything. This event is a really great example of what it means for MU Extension to be really dialed in on the same page as the communities that we're working in. When everybody is talking and cooperating, amazing things happen. I do want to give both of you an opportunity to share, you know, anything else that you'd like the listeners to know, you know, or anything I haven't asked.
So as a result of this, our relationship with MU has just expanded, and it's really expanded to what we can do to partner with MU to continue to provide those ongoing services for the residents here in Laclede County. And I think that's probably as successful as the Ag Tour was, and as successful as we anticipate the next one being, and the year beyond that, and the year beyond that. Really, it's about how we can continue to serve many, many years into the future with the resources that are available through MU. And so to me, that's the real success story of this. It's how that partnership now will serve our community to an even greater extent, an even greater level. We are offering some additional space here in our courthouse annex. It will provide more visibility for MU Extension. It will put them at the front of the street instead of near the back alley. Just that visual impact, I think, will generate more enthusiasm for MU and the curiosity that people have. Hey, maybe I should step in there and see if I want to do beekeeping, or if I want to have a soil test. You know, just the things that on a daily basis people may or may not know it would be available right here in Laclede County. So to me, the success story is how we're going to serve the community through this partnership for many years to come.
I think it points to what can be done when everybody knows what everyone's doing and what everyone can offer, and then utilizes those strengths and leverages them to really serve the community. If folks want to know more about either the 2023 Fest or the 2024 Fest, where can folks find more information?
So Luke, they can go to Laclede County Mo, M-O, agtour.org. That's a site we've established on behalf of the commission so that we can post recap videos, photos, information, and also a digital map. It's interactive and anyone can go on that map and see the tour and see where it's located and get directions from wherever they're located throughout the state. The Agroeconomy Week starts September 28th, 2024, and you'll be seeing lots of information about that. We also have a recap tour video that is on YouTube. So it's Laclede County Mo agtour.org.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on your podcast app so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. I'm Luke Dieterle. This episode was produced by Afshan Musani with research help from John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Quinata. Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities is Dr. Rob Russell. This is Show Me Mo Success.